The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. What a delight it is to see the connections, the Sangha, on YouTube. It's uplifting, it's heartwarming. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Diana Clark. Gail Fronsdahl is on vacation this week. So I have the honor and privilege to safeguard, or I'm not sure what the word is exactly, but to help create the conditions in which this Sangha can come together. So this week I'm doing a series of talks on connection, which is a term that we can use in so many different ways, can have broad meanings or interpretations. And I'm not going to try to nail it down to just one specific. I'll offer some ways that we might approach it or experience it or think about it. But really the encouragement is for all of us to find our own way, and maybe a family of ways, maybe a collection of ways in which we connect, both with others and with ourselves. So with that as a little bit of an introduction, we can begin our meditation by connecting to the felt sense, to the experience of being here, now. What does it feel like to have an embodied presence, to be in this moment, obviously there are places that our body is touching, whether it's our feet touching the ground, or we feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion or the floor against our body. But feeling this connection between whatever our body is touching, assuming you're not floating in some kind of way, but can be a tremendous support, this feeling of groundedness, connectedness, which often is a neutral feeling. There might be a gentle exploration of that experience, of feeling grounded, connected to whatever it is. And as we are connecting to the felt experience of being grounded, we might notice that there are other areas in the body that are calling for our attention, maybe, or just simply obvious, or So we can bring our attention to those other areas. It's not uncommon to have tension around the eyes or the mouth. Or perhaps the shoulders. It can be helpful to check in with the upper back and the lower back. And the chest. Is there a way in which the chest can be just a tiny bit more open? In a way that's absolutely still comfortable, but maybe just a little bit more open and available. Maybe the movement is imperceptible. Feeling into the belly. Allowing the belly to relax. The upper legs. Lower legs. And feet. Upper arms. Lower arms. And hands. We might notice, of course, that the body is breathing. That's also happening right now. We can very simply, gently rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Connect with that in an easeful yet purposeful manner. Not with a sledgehammer. More like a feather touching the sensations of breathing. Allowing the thoughts to just be in the background. They don't have to be a problem or something we have to get rid of. We'll just place our attention on the sensations of breathing and let the thoughts take care of themselves. nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just in a kind-hearted, relaxed way, resting our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Maybe that's the movement of the abdomen or the chest. Maybe it's the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. We're connecting to the sensations, the expansion, contraction, maybe the warmth or the coolness of the air. We're just noticing. It wouldn't be surprising if you found yourself lost in thought during this meditation. That's what minds do. We don't have to turn it into a problem. We can just recognize, I was lost in thought, and begin again with the sensations of breathing. I'm offering the breath as an object of meditation, as a way to connect to our present moment experience. But maybe for you, sounds are an alternative, not the breath, but just opening it up to sounds. Or maybe sensations in the body other than the breath. It's another place, another anchor we might use for our meditation practice. You can choose an object, choose an anchor that is supportive, that doesn't involve a lot of struggle. Or spinning into stories. Doesn't mean it will always be easy, of course. connecting to ourselves, our felt experience, is a way in which we can stay grounded, stay present, as opposed to spinning off in stories, which allows us to remain balanced, or at least more balanced, without being swept by the winds of what's happening from others or other experiences. And in this way, we can support others by having a certain amount of steadiness, a certain amount of presence of mind. To use the connection to the body as a way to support connecting with others. Being present for what they're saying or what they're expressing. And in this way, may our practice, our meditation practice, or whatever other spiritual practices we might be doing, may they be for the benefit for those people we encounter, whether it's directly or indirectly. But may our connecting to the present moment support our connecting to others. And may our connecting to others be of great benefit for all beings, everywhere, without exception.